Here with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
The funeral of Irish UN peacekeeper Private Sean Rooney will take place today. The 24-year-old soldier was killed in an attack in Lebanon last week. Following a funeral mass in Dundalk this morning, Private Rooney's remains will be taken to County Donegal, where he will be buried with full military honours later today. Samantha Lubrary reports from Dundalk.
Private Sean Rooney from Newton Cunningham in County Donegal will be buried with full military honours this afternoon. The 24-year-old soldier had just begun his tour of duty in Lebanon when he was killed during an attack on an armoured vehicle he was travelling in a coastal town in the south of the country 8 days ago. Before his body was repatriated, Private Rooney was awarded a number of honours posthumously, including a peacekeeping medal from the UN. This morning, his body will be removed from his grandparents' home in Dundalk for his funeral service at the Church of the Holy Family. Members of the 27th Infantry Battalion, in which he served, will act as escorts to his coffin. After the service, his remains will be taken to Aiken Barracks in County Louth for a short ceremony before travelling across Northern Ireland to Newton Cunningham in County Donegal, where he will be laid to rest with full military honours. Samantha Lubrary, RTE News, Dundalk, County Louth.
There will be live coverage of the funeral mass on the RT News Channel from 9 a.m. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told a joint session of the US Congress that continued support for his country is key to victory over Russian aggression. In his first visit out of Ukraine since the war began in February, Mr. Zelensky told politicians in the US House of Representatives that he hoped they would continue to support Ukraine. He said the tens of billions of dollars of aid it had approved to help it fight a Russian invasion was not charity, but an investment in global security.
This battle is not only for the territory, for this or another part of Europe. The battle is not only for life, freedom and security of Ukrainians or any other nation which Russia attempts to conquer. This struggle will define in what world our children and grandchildren will live, and then their children and grandchildren.
As he announced further aid to Ukraine, US President Joe Biden congratulated his counterpart for success in the war so far.
What you're doing, what you've achieved, it matters not just to Ukraine, but to the entire world. And together, I have no doubt we'll keep the flame of liberty burning bright.
A 32-year-old man has been arrested by detectives investigating the murder of Natalie McNally in Lurgan in County Armagh. The man is being held at Musgrave Police Station, where he is being questioned on suspicion of murder. Ms. McNally, who is 32, was 15 weeks pregnant. She was pronounced dead at her home in Silverwood Green in Lurgan on Monday night. Avian flu surveillance zone restrictions that were in place in County Monaghan for a number of weeks have been lifted. The restrictions were introduced last month after outbreaks of avian flu in two commercial flocks that led to the culling of 8,000 birds. The action comes as no further cases of avian flu were detected in commercial poultry flocks. However, the Department of Agriculture said there are still cases of avian flu infection and deaths in the wild bird population. Poultry farmers are being urged to maintain biosecurity measures and keep commercial flocks housed, as this is still a high risk period for avian flu. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, the award-winning Grant Vortex condensing oil boiler, helping Irish homes benefit from lower cost heating. Visit grant.ie.
Cloudy with rain and drizzle, as well as patchy mist and fog. Rain slowly clearing from the east for a dry day with some sunny spells. There will be showers in the north and northwest, with some fog patches lingering. Highest temperatures 6 to 9 degrees.